Thank you and good afternoon. At just about 2 o'clock Sunday morning, a fire occurred in the Fortuna Mill that destroyed a chip trailer full of debris and damaged the inside of a metal shed that was containing the trailer. The investigation has been turned over to the Fortuna Police Department as arson is suspected in the incident. The fire spread to other contents of the metal building that the trailer was stored in as personnel arrived, but the Fortuna Volunteer Fire Department was able to drag the trailer outside and extinguish the flames. The investigation into this fire is ongoing. In the early hours this morning, the Humble Bay Fire Department responded to a vehicle that was on fire near Herrick Avenue in Pinecrest in Eureka. Three engine companies arrived at a two-story residence and saw a parked vehicle that was on fire in the driveway. The fire was controlled within 5 minutes. The investigation into the fire is now being assisted by the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, as fire crews have determined that the cause of the fire was suspicious. The cost of damage to the vehicle was estimated to be about $20,000. Sheriff Mike Downey and members of the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office attended a ceremony this morning to formally recognize the promotion of two new lieutenants and three new sergeants. Dennis Young and Kevin Miller have been promoted to lieutenant, and they will each command a section of responsibility in the county, with Young being responsible for Southern Humboldt and Miller for Northern Humboldt, as Young explains.
The sheriff really wants us to make connections with the community. I'll be responsible for the southern part of the county, and Lieutenant Kevin Miller will be responsible for the north part of the community. And then we have a lieutenant that's an operational commander, and she'll take care of the day-to-day scheduling of the deputy street deputies.
Young is also in charge of court security and the civil division for the sheriff's office, while Miller's command will encompass the county animal shelter and the airport. Humboldt State University joined others across the nation protesting against racism and police violence in wake of the trial decisions to not indict the officer involved in the Ferguson shooting death of Michael Brown and the officer involved in the death of Eric Garner. 200 people gathered at the university quad on Friday to protest against police brutality and racism. Students, citizens, and children were holding signs to show their support. Berkeley was another California college campus that joined in protest over the weekend as well. Friday, a new Eureka City ordinance went into effect. This ordinance enhances the penalties for adults who facilitate underage drinking at home parties. The ordinance was created by the city and the county, and it enhances state law by allowing officers to cite adults who host gatherings where minors are consuming alcohol. Some of those penalties include misdemeanor citations and a minimum fine of $250 for first-time offenders. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Christmas celebrations are beginning across the country, and people are out in stores doing their holiday shopping. Local police want to urge residents to use some common sense and some caution when out shopping and to protect their purchases both when out at the stores and at home. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills pointed out that the thieves want to use those stolen goods to benefit themselves and get some trade value of some sort.
'Tis the season to break into someone else's home and steal their Christmas gifts. So make sure that you're securing your gifts, not visible to the outside, not in cars that are visible at the parking at the mall and so forth. Put them in the trunk. Trade them for dope. They go to a pawn shop occasionally. The pawn shops locally are pretty good overall at getting a hold of us and saying, hey, I think this property is stolen.
Mills also pointed out that this is the season for phone solicitations and that there is one simple rule to protect yourself from falling victim to a phone scam.
Don't give money to anybody over the phone. I mean, no matter how much pressure they put on you and how much or how dangerous it is, you know, we were dealing with a lot of them that I have your grandson, we're holding him in Mexico, wire us $5,000 immediately and we'll let him go. Tell you one that bothers me a lot is when people call and say, this is the police department, we're asking for your donation. We don't ask for donations. Don't give money to anybody over the phone.
Taking an extra minute to secure valuables can save you some headaches, not to mention some money. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.